All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Haji Saul with us, and he creates sales funnels for startups. He's made funnels for clients that make over $100,000 in revenue per month. So welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thank you, Tyler, for having me.
Of course. Grateful to have you on. So the first one I got for you, Haji, is what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
From my life, I would say, you know, this is something, it was just an observation, I would say, and it kind of just recently happened. I was at an airport, and while I was at the airport, there was like four kids at the gate. And while we were sitting at the gate, like it was probably about 60 minutes before the flight took off. And these kids were just, they didn't stop moving for 60 minutes, just always just in action the whole 60 minutes. And it was just kind of observation that I had to myself was like, you know, these kids don't stop moving. So, you know, and all the adults at the gate were all just sitting dormant, you know, groggy, you know, cause they're waiting for their flight, but these kids are always in action having fun. So it just kind of gave me an underlying message to just be more like a kid, you know, act like the kid version of myself and not, you know, necessarily the adult version of myself. Have fun, keep moving, always be in action. So this is just, yeah.
Dude, that's a cool observation. I've definitely like taken notice, you know, of the difference of kids and adults, but like I've never at an airport, that's like a really interesting way to, like you see it very clearly there, right. You know?
Very clear. You see like the huge difference between all these business people and these kids. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard the quote where it's like, do what the 13-year-old version of yourself wanted to do. So like at 13, the vision of what you wanted your career to be is probably what you wanted to do the most. So my biggest observation, act like a kid more, man. Have fun with what I do, always be in action, be unapologetic, and just keep moving.
Yeah, man, I love that. Yep. So then my next one for you is, what's the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
From my expertise, you know, so what I do is I help SaaS companies, SaaS startups build marketing funnels. So basically a way to get leads and turn those leads into customers and nurture those customers. So biggest thing that I see in the field is that, you know, a lot of people are focused on, they're forcing the issue, kind of just always, the message is always, you know, get more traffic, spend more money on marketing, you know, and you have to be kind of a little bit smarter than that. So what I recommend or what I see is like, you know, the biggest people in the market are doing to win is that, you know, it's kind of like a message that I hear a lot is that marketing doesn't work. You know, the fact that you market a bad product doesn't make the product good. But what really drives the business, what really makes people successful is having a good product and a good offer. So, you know, it's like the term is called now like product-led growth. You know, building a product that sells itself, I think is like the biggest, you know, takeaway that I see in the marketing industry, in the marketing funnel world. You know, you can build a funnel, you can drive as much traffic as you want, but if your product sucks, your offer sucks, nothing will happen. Or most importantly, nothing will happen over the long term. You might get lucky, but if you want to be truly successful in whatever industry you're in, have a great product, have a great service, and everything will work out.
Yep. Couldn't agree more, man. Cause it just gets to a point where word of mouth pretty much takes over. I think.
Yeah.
My next one is, if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
If I give my younger self one piece of advice, it's a great question. Yeah. I was just telling him to get focused earlier, lock in earlier, just, you know, I'm fairly young now. I'm 22 years old, heading in 23. in 2 months. But I just tell myself, man, get focused earlier, lock in earlier, just leave the bullshit alone earlier, you know, because I was in college. Oh, I dropped out of college like my third year in college. I wish I would have dropped out earlier because college didn't do nothing but just give me a bunch of bad habits.
Yeah. I love it, dude.
Yeah, so I always tell myself, man, just stop chasing friendships and just, you know, focus on yourself earlier, you know, just focus on yourself and, you know, get to work earlier, you know. And I think my biggest thing was just I kind of underestimated how much legitimate effort and work, you know, and focus and sacrifice it would take. So I would just love to tell my younger self, man, make these sacrifices now, get focused now, get locked in now, you know, just that's it.
And then, so kind of going a little bit down a different path now, in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
I would say the key to happiness is basically follow, you know, so cliche, just following your dreams, but more so just moving in the direction that you want to move in. You know, if the direction that you're moving in is like, you know, is life by purpose, you know, like an intentional life, a life that you kind of drew out and designed and you're living that drawing, or at least working towards that drawing or working towards that portrait of your life, I believe that's, you know, that's true happiness. I feel like most frustration comes from having a portrait in your mind of what you want your life to be like, but your physical reality, or that your physical actions that you're taking is opposite of that portrait. So I feel like, you know, that's like the biggest conflict when it comes to happiness. But as long as I'm moving in the direction of what my vision, my portrait is, and I'm painting that portrait, you know, I'm very happy. Frustrated a lot because things are not working as fast as you want, but still underlyingly very happy.
Yeah. And then what is the best book that you've read, and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
Best book I ever read is right here in front of me, The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. That book, I wish I read that book earlier. I would have given my younger self that book much, much earlier. Yeah, but that book right there is just raw. You know, I just love it because it tells you how it is. You know, there's no secret formula to success. It's all about work, huge, massive action over time, done consistently, it'll pay off.
And then what is your favorite quote and why?
What's my favorite quote and why? Don't judge a day by actions. Don't judge a day about I might butcher this, but don't judge a day based off the results that you get, but judge a day based off the seeds that you plant. You know, it just kind of helps me move a little bit at ease, because in this world of instant gratification, you know, you want to do something today and you want to have all the money today, all the glory, the fame, the followers, all today. But, you know, it's just one day at a time, one episode at a time, one video at a time, one publication at a time. And, you know, so it's all about what did I plant today, you know, and it just kind of gives you that long-term mindset as well.
Absolutely, man. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on. The last one I got for you is, where can our listeners best connect with you online?
Yeah, if you can, I love LinkedIn. So add me on LinkedIn at Haji Sall, Hadji, last name Sall. And you can also find me on Facebook at the same name. Or you can visit my website, which is sasmarketingfunnels.com. So it's SaaS marketingfunnels.com.
Perfect, man. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Tyler.